The Pac-12 is dying, but their dying breath will be the breath that saves Baylor and the Big 12. This is Locked On Baylor.
You are Locked On Baylor, your daily podcast on the Baylor Bears, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Locked On Baylor. Hope you had a great 4th of July. Drake Toll here alongside Cameron Stewart of Inside the Bears, who is back by popular demand after, Cam ruffled some feathers talking about Baylor's possibility of going to the SEC and the amount of teams that are in there before Baylor. There was so much in that conversation, and there's even more to talk about in realignment. And Cam, where I want to start today is the Pac-12 and the imminent death of the Pac-12, as we've seen very recently that they want to strike a new contract, a new TV deal, which there's just no way that anyone bites on that aside from like the Food Network for kicks and giggles. But right now, it feels like the Pac-12 is 6 feet under, and that is going to bring life to the Big 12.
Yeah. The Big 12, or the Pac-12 TV deal wasn't that great anyway. It was great for us youngins who would watch Pac-12 after dark.
Yeah.
But it was Fox, and it wasn't that great anyway. I just think it's
funny. What are you saying about Fox there? What are you saying about Fox, huh?
Nothing. I used to work for the corporation.
All right.
Kind of. Anyway. So I was thinking in the days since we did our last podcast about this, that it is kind of funny for us to say, like, the Pac-12 is so dead, right? But a year ago, we were like, no, the Big 12 will survive. We'll bring these teams in. And it's like not an even playing field with these two, right? Because, like, the Big 12 never really had, like, the huge market to begin with, right? They've got Dallas because we've got alumni from all the schools are in Dallas, right? They're never going to lose Dallas. But that was never really the center. It was always Texas and OU. Whereas the Pac-12, it is so firmly on the market because USC and UCLA have not been the best two teams at all the last decade. I mean, it's been Washington's had a good little run. They're now bad again. But it's been Oregon. Utah has been good. Arizona had some good teams a long time ago. Anyway, I just think it's so funny that we're like, yep, no LA. It's dead. And unlike the Big 12, all the Pac-12 teams seem to agree with that. They're like, yep, we're gone. We need somewhere else to go. Whereas the Big 12 did like this Braveheart unifying, like, let's go. Let's bring in some people who also hate Texas and OU the way William Wallace did with England.
Yeah.
And let's make this thing stronger. Pac-12's like, nope. California, West Coast, soft as baby. You know, we're just going to hitch a ride to somewhere else. But I don't really remember your original question, to be honest with you, going on this rant.
That's fine. I just,
back by popular demand, I want to take this thing over.
I like the fact, though, that you went with the William Wallace reference. I'll save you here. I'll help you put the shovel down. The William, it's very like, but not
sense.
William, not William Wallace, not, oh no, what's his name? Patriot, Braveheart, what's his name?
Mel Gibson is the actor. Yeah.
Right. But like switch Mel Gibson to a shirtless, long hair, painted blue Bob Bowlesby. And you're not Bob Bowlesby. Oi, Bob Bowlesby, 7 feet tall and shoots firebolts out of his arse.
That was great. That was awesome.
But it's Bob Bowlesby. Yeah. You like that? I've been working on that one for a long time.
Yeah. Bob Bowlesby without his affiliation with the Big 12 anymore.
Yeah. And now he's gone. And we brought in the new UFC, WWE pro sports guy. We'll see how that works out. We'll see how that goes. But in Bob Bowlesby, saving grace, when the Big 12 is falling into shambles, he goes, no, I am going to save the day here. Come with me. Let us venture out into the great unknown, but together. Whereas the Pac-12, two teams that aren't really great at sports, leave the Pac-12 and they say, all right, well, let's pack it up and do the thing where we go somewhere else. Big 12 teams unified and use this to bring in new teams. You bring in market in Houston, that's huge. You bring in Cincinnati, we're getting more of the Midwest. You've got Orlando. You ever seen that? That's good. I don't know if I can reference that. And then you bring in BYU, where you get this huge alumni base. It's everywhere. So that's unbelievable. Pac-12's like, but also, what would the Pac-12 do? Bring in San Diego State?
That was my point. They don't have they could bring in teams from the Midwest, but A, who is left that's really of value? And two,
Central Michigan.
That's a little bit too far. Like
the
MAC
12. Uh oh. The MAC 12. Wednesday night, Oregon State.
MAC 12.
At Kent State.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. A little Akron Stanford for you.
Oh, can you believe it? Yeah. And then all of America's watching.
No, dude, that Max can't sell out like that.
Put him in there. I think the Max got a fighter's chance. I think they win.
Can't
some of those
sell
games.
Out like that. Max got too much integrity.
Yeah, that's true. Nope. Speaking of selling out, that's not something the Pac-12 does in their stadiums for sports in general. Which is the money thing. The Big 12 didn't have your two moneymakers left over. So they said, let's go bring in four teams that try to make up some of that. The Pac-12, it doesn't feel like, again, who is accessible right now that brings that same, you could go to the AAC and pull a few more of those schools, say the Pac-12 adds SMU or Memphis, but in which, as much as it makes zero sense, realignment makes no sense in general. Right. However, that doesn't see, if I'm SMU, if I'm Memphis, do you want to go to the Pac-12 or the Big 12? Like the Big 12 has played this whole, like, I'm better than you, hard to get, meaning Memphis and SMU really want that more so than they do go to the Pac-12.
Yeah, and it's all in terms of semantics as well. I always think when we have these big conference realignments and teams have to go across the country, that's all well and good for football and basketball, whatever. But I'm sitting here thinking about the cross-country teams.
Swimming.
And the swimming teams. Did I mention this last time? Yeah. And what they have to do, like, that is just such a pain in the ass to do. So SMU doesn't, like you said, they don't want the Pac-12 anyway, yeah. SMU and Memphis. They really don't. Recruiting-wise and money-wise, it's going to be way better for them to go to the Big 12.
Yeah.
And the more that the Big 12 starts adding from the West Coast, the more at some point they'll just be like, yeah, we'll take you guys too. You know, why not?
Yeah.
It's going to be a pod situation where they're like, we could include, we might have to split up the Kansas schools to get into a pod, or we could just add SMU, just throw them in there.
Memphis, yeah. Boise State, even at this point, it would be weird to me, kid that grows up in Palo Alto, just ready. They're like, my dream is to play for the Pac-12 my whole life, and then just like picks up the SMU hat. Puts it on, and I'm taking my talents to Southern Methodist University.
You know what that makes me think of? Speaking of that and SMU, when I went to tour SMU when I was still a high school buck.
You did that.
I actually thought SMU's a good school. I thought about it.
Right.
Anyway, but the whole thing with conference realignment, the AAC had just recently been formed, I think, within a couple of years of there. And so we had, Bill and I had said we were from Massachusetts, from New England or whatever. And they're like, so you guys are obviously familiar with us and the AAC. And I didn't register for me until like after the tour. I was like, oh yeah, UConn is in the same conference as SMU. So they think that just like matches up. That's what it's going to be like when some kid from Coos Bay, Oregon, Steve Prefontaine's hometown, goes to go on a college visit to Tech. And they're like, so you get it. You understand what we're all about here at Tech.
Big 12 country.
Yeah. It's like, that's going to be us too. And I'm okay with that, Drake. Like I said in the last episode, I am very okay with us going for as many Big 12 or Pac-12 teams as possible. And then denying Stanford and Cal at the very last hurdle.
Well, that is a perfect segue to our next conversation because we have just crapped all over the Pac-12 and basically willed its own death. We're not insecure. We're just
all,
objective
man.
And honest, and we know the Big 12's in a great spot. And the next thing I want to get to is that spot and how many teams the Big 12 poaches out of the Pac-12 and across the rest of the country, because super conferences are going to be a thing. And that's where I want to hit right after I tell you all about Rock Auto, rockauto.com. All right, hear me out. Don't go anywhere. Don't do the clicking off thing. Hear me out about Rock Auto, because if you don't know me, if you just come in with us because of all the realignment stuff, I got in a car accident. Someone T-boned me. I'm okay. Still right here. In Hyannis, Massachusetts, talking about Baylor in the Pac-12. But I called Rock Auto. They had all the parts in my car would ever need, and they didn't haggle me with like, what do you have? And then I didn't know exactly, like, it's a Nissan Maxima XE or an XR or an XL, or they get upset with you because you don't know the local place. And when you don't know the local place, make you feel bad. Rock Auto is not like that. They don't have the local place, and you save 30, 50, 100% off of all the car parts that you need. Right now, if you go on there, you can find like anything, like brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and carpeting for your car. I had a little thing, you know, where you have the handle of your car and it opens up, and there's that little just piece of plastic that goes behind the handle. Mine fell off. Luckily, Rock Auto had it for like $5. So go to rockauto.com right now. You've been bothered because there's a little chip in your steering wheel. Well, they got something for that. All the parts your car will ever need, right? Locked On in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Locked On. So they know we sent you. It's amazing selection, reliably low prices. It's all the parts your car will ever need at Rock Auto. Cam, the Big 12 is on a hunting spree. This is where the boys become men and the new guy.
And we separate the awkwardly feminine from the possibly Canadian. Yeah.
Yeah. Great quote, by the way.
Thank you. I couldn't let you go by without throwing that in there. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah. Sorry, Greg. All
right. So the Big 12. As we speak, losing Bob Bowlsby, and you get Brett Yormark in there instead. So, hello, Brett, by the way. Glad to have you today listening to the show.
Thank you for listening. Yeah. Friend of the show.
Brett, if I could give any advice to you, it would be go right now, take all of the Pac-12, merge into a super conference, and before the Big 12 can die, make someone else die. So it becomes the Big 12, the Big 10, and the SEC, because it feels like somehow the Big 12 has finagled their way into feeling more secure than the ACC.
Oh, yeah.
Because it seems like all these big conferences, they're not going after Big 12 teams. They're going to poach ACC teams first, the death of that conference as opposed to the death of the Big 12.
Yeah, well, the ACC is still like the quality of the conference hasn't changed, right? That teams haven't been poached yet. But I think what your point is that like their biggest brands in college football are going to be the next ones to go. They already fit in the SEC geographically. Florida State, Miami, and Clemson. Yeah. And you'll be left with Wake and BC and Pitt. So go have fun with Syracuse.
Hey, Syracuse, yeah, come on.
Great tradition at Syracuse Archibald Stadium. Anyway, yeah, I like seeing other conferences burn. I like that it's not the conversation with the Big 12 anymore. I do enjoy that. And our most recent update is now that our boy Brett could be going after 6 Pac-12 teams.
Can you tell me what 6?
I can. Arizona State, Utah, yep. Colorado, and then Oregon and Washington.
Whoa.
And I don't know, before we dig deeper into that, Drake, I don't know if you've seen this. I don't like throwing this out there because I don't think it's like a huge national conversation, this part. But I'm seeing a little rumblings on Twitter that Oregon and Washington think they're like almost too big for the Big 12. Like they don't want to go to the Big 12.
Washington. Bow down to Washington.
A team that has made the playoff, by the way.
That's
people
true.
People forget. Yeah, but like, where else are you going to go? The Pac-12's not surviving. The Big 10 does not want you. They don't. Seattle's a decent market. It's
Eugene, Oregon. Hello.
Oregon's a great program. They don't effing want you. They don't want you. All right. Yes, sir. May I have another Big 12 invite, please? This will really save you. It wasn't like Oregon's going to run out of money with the whole Phil Knight thing, but you know what I mean? Like, where do you get off, Washington? All right, I get it. You had a good little 2-year run under Chris Peterson, and you were in the Rose Bowl 30 years ago. But, like, where do you get off? Okay? We're throwing you a lifeline here. And it's the same with Oregon. Oregon's a great program, one of the best in the country. But we're throwing you a lifeline here to come to the Big 12. And they're going to sit on here. By the way, it's probably like, you know, Husky Lover 69420 on Twitter saying this, but still, I'm gonna pin it on all of both those schools.
Shout out to them, like, by the way.
Honestly, don't Go have
follow, give them a follow. Give them a follow.
Please do. Shameless plug. It's my burner, but like genuinely, I get it. It's not the SEC or the Big Ten, but you're not going there. This is the next best thing right now. And you're going to have your pod. You're going to have your West Coast teams. You're going to have your afternoon kickoff still. You're not going to be playing all your games at 9 in the morning. So take your medicine, okay, and move on. You're going to a good situation. You're going to the Big 12, but you're going to play Arizona, Arizona State, Utah. It's going to be the same schedule plus splice in some fun, okay? That's my rant against them. Like, where else are you going to go?
Beggars
cannot be choosers here.
The Pac-12's imploding. Here, the bottom line.
The Pac-12 is done.
The Pac-12's done.
Is no more.
The ACC is going to be poached like hell by the Big Ten and the SEC. So the ACC and the Pac-12. The Big 12 is not the lone third conference standing because its teams have such big markets and this great prowess in college athletics. It's because their teams are not being poached by the Big Ten or the SEC. That's why the ACC is imploding. The Pac-12 is imploding for the exact same reason. So the Big 12 stays alive. It's a power two with the Big 12 as the third man out, but it still stays alive for sheer fact of the Big 10. They could very well be done. They could, like you said, they could not take Washington or Oregon. The SEC, their first target, neither of those schools, they're going to the ACC and starting to take teams from there. So the ACC's done. The Pac-12's done. Oregon, Washington, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? The Big 12 is in a solid spot. There's stability there because this conference is not being, the rest of these teams are not being put. The SEC has a list of 6 schools before it goes to its next Big 12 team. I promise.
And by the way, this is also funny because Oregon State and Washington State are sitting there by the mailbox, sucking their thumbs, praying to God they would get an invite to the Big 12. They won't.
Oregon State, Mountain West, notable baseball conference. Yes. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Like that's their orphans right now. Like they have nowhere to go to, and they would kill for an invitation to the Big 12. And
mind you,
Washington, too
Baylor
big for that.
Could be there. Like, think about this. There is a universe not too far from ours where the Big 12 and Pac-12 are flipped, and the Pac-12. We saw this in last summer when Texas and OU left. Talks of the Pac-12 taking Baylor and Tech and TCU and Oklahoma State and all these schools. That was not that far away. Like, things have changed so drastically in the last year where it could very easily be a case where Baylor is, along with Oregon State, thinking, the AAC or the Mountain West or something. And now, thanks to the unsung hero of the whole deal, Bob Bowlesby.
Bob Bowlesby, man.
This is all
flipped.
Can't
believe we're giving him so much credit, but we're lauding the Big 12 so much, but they handled it absolutely perfectly last year.
They did.
Perfectly.
They did.
They said to OU and UT, screw you guys, and going home.
Yeah.
And then, like, maybe it's a recency bias, but I don't think, like, was there anyone who was like, oof, this isn't a good move for the Big 12? Like, why are they bringing in this school? Why are they, UCF is pretty far away geographically, but I think they pretty much nailed it on 4 teams, especially Houston and BYU, like nailed it and brought in a pretty good football and basketball program in Cincinnati, pretty good football program over the last decade, UCF.
Big markets.
Nailed it. And it might have been unsung at the time to people who weren't like us, like deep in the trenches of this Big 12 thing. And they might've just been like, like, that's a little weird. It might've been like that. I don't remember. Cause I was so deep in the trenches. I couldn't hear, but everyone in our camps were like, that's pretty good. Like, we're never going to, like we've talked about a couple of times here, we're never going to get those giant markets, right? No. We're not going to, but what we got, a couple of decent markets, good alumni bases, damn competitive athletic programs.
And once you accept that, then it's like the Pac-12 cannot accept
the fact. Then people want to come to you.
Yeah. The Pac-12 can't accept the fact that you just got to be like, look, the Big 12 said it. We will play second fiddle to the SEC and the Big 10. That is fine. Go. Leave. Fine. We'll find a way to still scrounge up teams that have great markets and a lot of money, enough money, and bring them to our conference, which they've done. The next thing I want to get to, we haven't talked about Baylor a ton on the Locked On Baylor podcast today. Sick them Bears. So we're going to do that. Before that, though, I got to tell you about Built Bar. More importantly than probably anything else you'll ever hear today is the chocolate coconut brownie chunk puff. Yeah. You heard that and you thought calories. You thought weight gain. You thought, I built a summer physique, and what am I going to do when I put one of these coconut brownie chunk chocolate puffs in my mouth? Well, you're going to lose weight. I'll tell you how you're going to lose weight. They are good for you. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and delicious, and have 100% real chocolate in the process. These guys are like 150 calories compared to the other guys who are like 400 calories, like 150 calories for like a Built Bar puff. These things are legitimate. They taste really good, and they're stupid healthy because they're less than 10 grams of sugar. The other ones are like 30 or something. They have protein. Yeah, freaking protein, man. Go to Built.com. Look it up. Limited time. It's all limited time. This is high road. Built.com. Make sure you don't miss out. Look up the Built Bar Coconut Brownie Chunk Puff. Tastes amazing. Code LOCKED15 right now. I'll throw you a bone. I'll toss you a bone. Go to Built.com. Use promo code LOCKED15. LOCKED15. Get 15% off your first order. LOCKED15, 15% off. Do it. Built.com. Cambot, Baylor Bears.
I am Baylor Bears, yeah.
Retweet.
I retweeted.
You are Baylor Bears.
Yeah, I retweeted.
Yeah. Yeah. They are in a great spot because of the Big 12, because they're the overarching conference who's tossed everyone in this league a bone. Even if Kansas goes to the Big 10, there have been those murmurs about basketball, or even if, like, okay, sweet, have them. Scary. You took away a football win. So there are some moves in which the Big 12 could have a team or two poached in scenarios like that. Yeah. But for the most part, the SEC, the Big 10, they're not knocking down Texas Tech's door or West Virginia or, God forbid, TCU or Baylor or BYU. So it feels like the Bears are the most secure that they have been in the last decade of realignments.
Yeah, I would say of those ones that you're mentioning, probably Kansas to the Big 10, West Virginia to the ACC when they inevitably start to get poached. I think those would be the most likely. And like you said, it's like, all right.
Sweet.
Cool. I know I keep saying this, but it's so weird to think back to like a year ago. Like, we were obviously riding high of the national championship, but let's think about it from purely a football standpoint. We're coming off 2-7 with a new head coach, and with Baylor, every time you lose it, good head coach, you're like, man, I don't know when we're going to be back to going to the Sugar Bowl and then the Big 12 championship. Coming off that 2-7 with a new head coach, and our conference is falling apart. Yeah. And all of a sudden, stabilize the conference, win the dang conference, have the most wins ever for your football team, ever, by the way, 12, more than most schools ever. And you've got this guy locked up, and you are building a program in a stable conference. It is a great position to be in. And you know, maybe we're all getting ahead of ourselves here. But with the recruiting classes coming in too, I've been saying it. Baylor could be right at the top of this new Big 12. Like, they could be running this thing. They could be running this thing, Drake.
They could.
And it's stable. It's not going to fall down like a house of cards, which, you know, I mean, not what we were really thinking about 5 or 6 years ago, but was always on the table if UT and OU left. And, you know, there had been rumors of that before. That was always on the table. And now it's like, you know, we might not have as big of the brand recognition because they're gone, but you know what? We're going to have a damn good conference. It'd be better than the AAC.
I'm going to push back here.
Push back, please.
I am not sure yet if we – okay, look, I get it. And there are national pundits that say it too. I say it that, Dave Aranda has – it will be sustainable success. But there's a world in which
– Right, we don't know. It's,
right. Yeah. There's a world, especially with realignment, in which Baylor their peak is 9 wins in the next decade. And, hey, that's not an awful world to live in. If Baylor wins between 6 and 9 games
– That's like being a Baylor fan. Yeah,
for the next decade. It's like, hello – welcome to what it has always been. Except for better than what it's been historically at many points. So to me, you could say like, yeah, Baylor looks great from a sustained success standpoint. Maybe they do from a wins loss total, but the brand is not going to explode because that's just private school. religious affiliation, kind of how that goes, unless you're BYU and you're sending – if look, here's the deal. If Baylor starts sending every student on mission, it's over. It's over. It's a ball game.
Talk about a red shirt, man.
If every Baylor student has to go on mission, you get 2 years. You live at Collins your first year. You live at what is it, Spate, whatever the Spate place is, your second year. No free plugs. And then we're sending you on mission.
No free plugs, yeah. I live on one of the Spate places.
You're going to Syracuse, North. You're going to North Carolina. You're going to Uganda. And then boom. That's the only way Baylor's brand is going to really explode over the course.
That
of
would really help. Yeah. If we just like cornered the Baptists entirely.
Huge.
Like, yeah.
Call the Southern Baptist Convention. Get Armani on the phone, and you just
like
you
to the point where like you're not a real Baptist if you don't go here.
Yeah, 100%. Very like BYU ass. Name another Mormon college.
You a Napoleon Dynamite fan?
Yeah.
In the movie, he's wearing a t-shirt from Ricks College in Idaho, which is now BYU Idaho. Just, I know you were looking for a rhetorical question there, but
right.
Big Napoleon Dynamite fan.
But that's going to be like Liberty. That's going to be Liberty in comparison to Baylor in 15 years when Baylor starts sending people on mission and Liberty's trying to play catch-up.
Liberty might be in the ACC by then. But
yeah, Liberty versus
No, that is a good point. I mean, yeah, Liberty could be the representative in the Orange Bowl. I was thinking about that too. They'll still have that AQ for a while. We're gonna see like 7-5 Virginia.
They don't have Falwell, right?
Huh?
They don't have Falwell, right?
I think Falwell, he left. Did he resign? I think
left is a strong word.
He's pretty right. Anyway,
he was made left.
Back to the point. Sorry. It is a good point that you make about, you know, we say this and we're gonna start expecting 11 wins every year going to Arlington the first Saturday in December. Probably not going to happen. I just really like how stable this is. And this might be revisionist history too. I did like Matt Rhule. I still do.
Like what he
did for the program. I know that's sacrilege to say. I'm really going to be backed by popular demand next time. But with one of those coaches who's like
Husky lover.
One of those coaches who's like super rah-rah and like, for lack of a better term, I don't mean this in a bad way, but very preachy, like Matt Rhule was. Those always end poorly, right?
Chad Morris.
Yeah, sometimes it's scandal, but usually it's just the message runs dry and the players give up. And so there was always that chance that was going to happen to Matt Rhule, probably how it was going to happen. With Aranda, I just don't think it'll happen that way. You know, maybe it does. Shut up, Tara. Shut up. No
it's
one's
dog,
here.
By the way, it's a dog.
Anyway.
Not his girlfriend.
Yes, that is the dog. Although some would say my girlfriend is a dog. I wouldn't, Drake. I wouldn't say that.
I tried to one time. You punched me in the face.
Anyway, where was I going with that?
I don't know. Who is the coach at Liberty that
Michael Orr's coach at high school.
Yeah, Hundo
Hugh
P.
Freeze. Yeah.
Hugh Freeze, that's the guy. Very preachy, comes to Ole Miss. They're like, savior the program.
Yeah.
Oh, he did some bad things. You're fired. Oh, no. Yeah, great example. That happens a lot.
But yeah, I just we're all thinking that, but you're right. I mean, we could start topping out at 8-4 and 9-3, which again is good. For Baylor, that's good.
Yeah.
And who knows?
I don't think – but it probably won't happen.
10-2 could win you this conference most years.
Yeah,
which I think is a good thing, to be honest with you.
Well, it did this year, 10-2.
Yes,
won Baylor conference this year.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with that. I will accept. I just think Baylor's in a good spot. From a
It's getting off the rails.
Not necessarily because of Baylor, honestly. Not necessarily because of Baylor, but because the Big 12 has so much stability right now. That's what puts Baylor in a good spot. Cam, what do you want to say to all the haters out there?
Tara's gonna come get you. You heard her protecting this house.
You'll sick Tara.
I live off the haters. If the haters get me more time with you, Drake, on this podcast.
Yeah. I was going to do the podcast alone today, but then the last video, people just started going nuts. Who's the guy that needs a haircut? You're actually getting a haircut based on
I am getting a haircut. Yeah. Yeah. I was going to grow it out, but that really started to hurt me a little bit. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm excited to see how weird this podcast is going to get in the month of July. Thankfully, we've got some conference stuff to talk about, but once that peters out, man.
Dude, it's over.
It's going to get weird. It's going to get interesting.
That's
we might have Tara on as a guest.
I'll do it. Content. That's Cameron Stewart. He works for Inside the Bears.
Hey. At Real Cam Stewart. Got also some lot of articles coming out for Inside the Bears this week. Doing a little preview of Oklahoma State. You might remember they played some good games against them last year.
Yeah, football. They did. They may have done that.
American football. Yeah.
I work for sports, and those are our Twitter handles right there, at Drake C. Toll and at Real Cam Stewart. Thanks for listening today. Come back on Friday. John Garcia Jr. from Sports Illustrated, Director of Recruiting at Sports Illustrated, joins the show to talk about Baylor recruiting. This has been, always will be, Cam, get out of here, get a haircut. Locked on Baylor.